This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
Warning! The following broadcast is the most passionate, high-energy, controversial show in American radio history. Please buckle up and hold on. This station is not responsible for injuries. This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered, starring America's most fiery, dynamic, relentless Trump warrior, capitalist evangelist, and conservative rock star. Now, let's go to war with Wayne Allen Root.
All right, Wayne Allen Root back with my first three-hour show. Yesterday I was back with the two-hour show, Lee Elsie opening hour number one. But today's my first three-hour show, so we'll have to pace my lungs here and pace my mouth and my throat. But we're back, and I'm thrilled. Glad to be in the saddle again, 3 hours a day. Biggest news stories in the country, Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered. Let me start. You know, I always put these things in order. It's very hard because the top 10 are really interchangeable. Any one of them could have been number one. But I think the number one news story is that the CDC, you know, the one I hate, I can't stand the CDC. I really can't. The National Center for Disease Control. I can't stand them. But having said that, they say that COVID-19 deaths peaked in mid-April, down 86% by the week ending June 20th, and you know they're down dramatically since then. Dramatically since then. I mean, they're at the lowest they've ever been right now, and the CDC said just yesterday they're thinking about taking away the name pandemic. This isn't even an epidemic or a pandemic anymore, because so few people are dying. Now, you know that's good news, but liberals will not cheer it. Liberals are just communists and America haters, and they've got Trump derangement syndrome, and they want things to get worse and worse and worse so we can close the economy. Look at my tweet. I put out a tweet about this. I said, yes, exclamation point. I told you so. Liberals wrong again. But instead of being bitter that more Americans aren't dying, just try to celebrate such great news, okay? Question mark. Think you can handle that? Question mark. And there it is, you know? Liberals cannot celebrate good news, like less Americans dying, dramatically less Americans dying, because they just need the economy to be bad or they cannot beat Trump. That's sick. The number of deaths involving COVID peaked at 16,000 the week ending April 18th. By the week ending June 20th, deaths had dropped to 2,287, a decline of 86%. 86%. And by the way, I keep hearing like 140,000 have died. The total number of deaths involving COVID-19 in all 50 states and Washington, D.C. is at 114,741, according to the CDC. So it's not even going to be a pandemic anymore because so few people are dying. Good news. Now, I read that to you first because then I got to give you the context, that gives you the context of the next story and how idiotic liberals are. New Jersey Governor Phil Murphy says masks are now required outdoors. Folks, look, I find it kind of funny that masks are required indoors. But I can at least see the rationale that when you walk into a store, you need a mask. I don't agree, but I see the rationale. But there is no rationale in the world for requiring masks outdoors. I mean, you've got to be the biggest idiot the world's ever known. And the death counts have dropped so dramatically, and it's such a weak, mild flu. It's like a common cold now. Nobody in their right mind would demand masks outdoors. That's the craziest thing I've ever heard. And you can't wear masks while exercising. You'll get sick. You'll literally get a heart attack or a stroke or just faint from a lack of oxygen. You can't wear a mask while you're on a bike or a treadmill or an elliptical or jogging outdoors. Individuals in New Jersey will now be required to wear masks outdoors. We have to take this step, Murphy said. We've gone through hell in New Jersey. We've lost over 13,000 people. We brought our numbers down. Can't go through hell again. Requiring a mask outdoors is a step I hope we would not have to take. I'm just so sick of hearing this nonsense. It's the stupidest thing I've ever heard. Let me give you an example. He says, this is the governor talking, Governor Phil Murphy of New Jersey. There are limited exceptions to the order. Those under the age of 2 are exempt. Oh, thank you. 2-year-olds don't have to wear masks outside. And individuals are not required to wear a mask when eating or drinking in an outdoor restaurant. There's also an exception, for instance, when wearing a mask would inhibit health or safety. But face coverings are now required in outdoor public spaces. Folks, you're actually telling me that there's an exception for eating and drinking at an outdoor restaurant. So explain to me, do the germs just magically disappear when you're eating and drinking in an outdoor restaurant? If you can eat and drink outdoors without a mask, scary. If you're taking that incredible chance, it's what I've been arguing all along. It's what I said to my own kids the other day. We're in a restaurant. I said to my kids, you do realize how silly masks are. And my kids said, oh, no. We've been watching TV and listening to the news, and you've got to wear masks. I said, really? We're sitting at a dinner table together. Are you wearing masks? No. So are there germs in the air now? We're indoors in a restaurant, and you're about to eat, but you're not eating yet. Your mask is off. Are you going to die? And my kids looked at me like, wow, I never thought about that. You mean, if you walk in a restaurant, you take your mask off. You sit down, you take your mask off. You eat and drink, you take your mask off. If that's okay, then you never need to have it on, period. You realize how stupid this all is. But to say, while you're eating and drinking outdoors, you don't need a mask. Which, of course, makes sense, because you can't eat or drink with a mask. But to say that you're eating and drinking outdoors without a mask, then why do you ever need a mask outdoors? If you can eat and drink without a mask outdoors, then you can walk outdoors without a mask. Oh, my gosh. This is the stupidest thing I've ever heard in my entire life. He says there's no vaccine for COVID-19. There's no cure. There's no proven therapeutic. Folks, maybe we've all just learned to live with it. Maybe we should all just learn to live with it. I think we are now learning to live with it. You don't need to spend the rest of your life in a mask. There's very few people dying now. And those who are dying are probably over 75 years old with serious underlying health conditions, because that's been the result from day one in China. It's all about very old, very sick people dying. They've got to be careful, and they should wear a mask. The rest of us can get on with our lives. All right, let me switch focus from COVID to Joe Biden, because I spent a lot of time yesterday telling you how the Democrat Party has become the most radical party in the world. They're out to destroy us. And Joe Biden, I'm reading the headline, and I'm saying, is this really what he said? Is this possible? Joe Biden says police have become the enemy and calls for defunding the police. Now, let's get into this article, because I haven't read it yet. I downloaded it the minute I saw the article, the headline. I can't believe it's true that Joe Biden's dumb enough to say something like this. Joe Biden today fully embraced the defund the police movement. 77-year-old Biden stumbled his way through an interview with healthcare activist Addy Barkin. Biden went all in and caved to radical leftists like Ilhan Omar and AOC and said he absolutely supports taking away funding from police departments across the country. Biden also said police have become the enemy. And this is a quote. Police have, quote, become the enemy. Surplus military equipment for law enforcement. Biden said, they don't need that. Last thing you need is an up-armored Humvee coming into a neighborhood like the military invading. They don't know anybody. They've become the enemy. They're supposed to be protecting people. So he did say those words. And this Addy Barkin asked Biden if he would redirect some of the police funding, to which he replied, yes, absolutely. On my earlier show today, and for those of you who don't know, in Vegas, I've got an early show from 10 to 12. Called Wade Allyn Root Early Edition. And I said on that show that the Democrat Party is now so radical and all in for Black Lives Matter, and all in, Black Lives Matter is basically a communist Marxist organization out to destroy the United States and destroy men. They don't want men and families. It was started by queer, and that's the word they use for themselves. That's the word I would choose. I would say gay. But they love to call themselves queer women, queer lesbian. Three queer lesbian black women started Black Lives Matter because they hate men, and they don't want men in the household, and they want the whole country to have no men in the household, and they don't want America to be America. They want it to be a socialist, communist nation, just so you know. And the whole Democratic Party's gone all in for that organization, which is basically a Marxist communist organization, Black Lives Matter. And it's gone all in for Antifa, which is basically a terrorist organization, a domestic terrorist organization. and the things they believe in are so wild and so weird and so radical, they want to destroy statues of George Washington, Abraham Lincoln, Thomas Jefferson, abolitionists, Frederick Douglass, the abolitionist who gave his life for freeing slaves. Ulysses Grant fought the war to free slaves. Abe Lincoln freed slaves with the Emancipation Proclamation. They don't even like them. And Representative Ilhan Omar, yesterday I told you, calls for the dismantling of the U.S. economy and political systems. They hate capitalism. They want open borders. They want everyone in the world to flood America and give them all free health care. And with all that coming at us, I'm telling you, the one they've got to destroy is Joe Biden. If you want to destroy statues of George Washington, if you want everyone fired who says, yeah, all lives matter, if you think someone should be fired for saying all lives matter because that's an insult to Black Lives Matter, you are so radical and so hateful, you gotta hate Joe Biden. Joe Biden is not radical enough for you. If you watch his record over the years, Joe Biden is the establishment you hate. So believe me when I tell you, Joe Biden is a man waiting to be erased by the Democrat Party. Here he is, their presidential candidate, and they will erase him like a George Washington statue 5 minutes after he's elected to make sure that the black woman vice president becomes president of the United States. Because they don't want Joe Biden. They just know you can't get elected with a radical nutcase. So they just want the radical nutcase to be the number two on the ticket. And immediately after Biden wins, they're going to get rid of him and erase him from history and make believe he was never president. Erase him like a George Washington statue. And bring on the VP. And so Biden's scared of that, so now he's becoming as radical as them. And he's saying defund the police, and the police are the enemy. And when we get back, Biden embraces the Green New Deal in a newly released Biden-Sanders policy platform. These people are so crazy, they've talked themselves out of the presidency, and it's great, I love it. Kanye West's going to help us win the presidency. Go, Kanye! We root Kanye, Kanye, Kanye! I'm rooting for Kanye! We'll be right back. Hi, this is Wade Allen Root for the MAGA Mall. TheMAGAMall.com. The MAGA Mall is your one-stop online shopping mall for great MAGA and Trump caps, t-shirts, flags, face masks, coins, jewelry, and other products. They even have MAGA cowboy hats. They pride themselves in offering the largest selection of the finest quality MAGA caps on the market at the most competitive prices, and your satisfaction is guaranteed. The vast majority of the MAGA caps available on the market today are pure junk. The MAGA Mall caps are made from premium cotton with the finest embroidery. Everything on their caps is embroidered. Every star and every stripe, the presidential seal, even the president's signature. When you purchase a cap from the MAGA Mall, you can rest assured you're buying the finest MAGA cap made. They have Rolls Royce caps at Chevrolet prices. Get 10% off your order. Use promo code WAR10. That's WAR10 at checkout for the highest quality MAGA products. Go to themagamall.com. That's the themagamall.com. Themagamall.com. Hi, I'm Wade Allen Root, Mr. Health, and I want all of my millions of fans to be healthy and live a long life so we can save America, American exceptionalism, and capitalism. So, are you in front of a mirror? Did you know that in 1973, a Harvard doctor discovered the greatest single risk factor indicator for heart disease is a crease in one or both earlobes? Strauss Heart Drops has sold more than 1 million bottles over the past 40 years, helping countless people with cholesterol, diabetes, angina, and blocked or restricted blood flow. The best proven indicator of clogged arteries is the earlobe crease. Nature's sign of trouble with plaque buildup. Do you have a crease in one or both earlobes? Heart attack and stroke are our number one killers. Women now suffer 51% of heart attacks. Strauss Heart Drops don't interfere with any prescription drugs. Strauss Naturals guarantees your satisfaction so you can't go wrong. It's the painless, natural, economical way to clear arteries, vessels, veins, and capillaries. And guess who has the crease in both ears? Yours truly. And guess who's now taking Strauss Heart Drops? Wayne Allen Root! Order Strauss Heart Drops at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Thepowermall.com. Hi, I'm Wayne Allen Root for Cornerstone Asset Metals. In the last 6 months, trillions of dollars have been printed out of thin air, drastically diluting your buying power and future standard of living. Today, you have only one choice. Protect and preserve your future savings and standard of living. Protect your retirement and protect your children's future. How do you do that? With precious metals. Back in 1970, a paper dollar and a silver dollar were equal in value. Today, your paper dollar buys less than half a gallon of gas, while a silver dollar buys over 10 gallons. More proof positive that gold and silver protect your wealth and future buying power. Take advantage today. Roll over a portion of your IRA or 401k now into a precious metals IRA. Only for Wayne Allyn Root listeners, Cornerstone will waive all transfer fees up to $1,000 value. So you'll open a precious metals retirement account for no cost. No one else in America is offering this deal. Protect your wealth now. To register for more information, just go to CornerstoneAssetMetals.com. CornerstoneAssetMetals.com.
Unique items for strength.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@GCNlive.com.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Is Wayne Allyn Root, raw and unfiltered. To speak with Wayne, call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with War.
All right, Wayne Allyn Root, can you believe that Joe Biden actually said the police have become the enemy? I know you saw the latest Donald J. Trump ad for President of the United States, but I was watching TV last night. My beautiful fiance Cindy, and we actually saw the ad. It was a great ad. It was like, hello, 911, police here. I'd like to report a rape. We'll get there in 5 days. Police have been defunded. We'll see you in 5 days. I'd like to report a murder. We'll see you in 5 days. I'd like to report my car being attacked. We'll see you in 5 days. And then it says, Joe Biden wants to defund the police. And it says, we'll see you all in 5 days, paid for by President Bush. So, you know, it just makes the point. He's nuts. He's nuts, Joe Biden. He now said out loud he wants to defund the police, and the police are the enemy. Thank God. No, thank God he's saying things like this. Because Trump was, you know, headed for a disaster here. It was a disastrous month. We all know that, right? And Trump was losing in the polls. Now, he's not anything like the polls are claiming. He's losing by 14 points. But I think he lost points. He lost some support. I think people were scared by the rioting and scared by things happening in America and scared by COVID and scared by the statues being, you know, taken down, eliminated, smashed, whatever word you destroyed, whatever word you want to use, seized by Minneapolis being taken over, by 700 buildings being burned, by Seattle being taken over for 3 weeks. I think people were scared. But Joe Biden and the Democrats have killed themselves. It's only July, early July, and they've already killed themselves. Nobody's voting for these people. No one's voting for people that want to defund the police. No one's voting for people that want to defund ICE. No one's voting for people that want open borders. No one's voting for people that want to get rid of George Washington statues. No one's voting for people that say the police are the enemy. The police are the enemy, eh, Joe Biden? Surprised you didn't say it that way. The police are the enemy. Don't forget, Joe Biden's the one who said if you're even thinking about voting for Trump, you're not really black. Now he's saying the police are the enemy. Just amazing. This nobody wants to be around people like this. The cancel culture. The dean of the Massachusetts nursing school fired after saying everyone's life matters. Who would want to vote for people that are this crazy? Nobody in their right mind. The dean of the University of Massachusetts Lowell Nursing College has been fired after saying everyone's life matters while addressing the concerns of Black Lives Matter supporters. Leslie Neal Boylan sent an email on June 2nd to members of the Solomon School of Nursing to address the nationwide protests against police brutality and racial injustice. And in her email, she acknowledged many of the concerns of the Black Lives Matter movement, but she outraged some by including the phrase, everyone's life matters. I'm writing to express my concern and condemnation of the recent and past acts of violence against people of color. Recent events are called a tragic history of racism and bias, she said. I despair for our future as a nation if we do not stand up against violence against anyone. Black lives matter, but also everyone's life matters. No one should have to live in fear they'll be targeted for how they look or what they believe. Screenshots of the email gathered attention online with one person writing an upsetting statement made by the dean of nursing at UMass Lowell, including the statement, all lives matter, was uncalled for and shows the narrow-minded people in lead positions. A sad day to be a nursing student at UML. Dean Leslie Neal Boylan, your words will not be forgotten. The school responded to the tweet writing, Haley, thank you for bringing this to our attention. The university hears you and we believe black lives matter. Wow. She was fired a few days later. University spokesman Christine Gillette told Campus Reform the decision was necessary to make students feel at ease. The university ended the employment of Dr. Neal Boylan on June 19th after 10 months in her role as dean. It was made in the interest of the university and its students. Although we're not able to discuss specifics of a personnel matter, it would be incorrect to assume any statement was the cause of that decision. Yeah, right. Phew. In response to her termination, Neal Boylan sent a letter to the chancellor asking for an exit interview and a chance to explain her words. She wrote that she's never been accused of racism. She has no other blemishes on her record. All she said was, all lives matter. Let me tell you, they're frying themselves. It's over for you. It's over for liberals. You people are crazy. You're Nazis. You're Stalin. You're the Stasi. You're crazy East German murderers. You would come and kill us all if you got elected. Anybody can see that. You'd have to be blind to not understand. They're going to drag the Wayne Roots of the world out of my home and murder me in the street. These people are so crazy. If you fire someone for saying all lives matter, then you're nuts. Nazis. That's what you are. Nazis. But you're not going to win anything because you showed your true selves way too soon. You should have waited until after the election. So you got basement Biden and the dementiacrats elected. But you showed your colors too soon. You lose.
Blue Star medicated ointment works fast to relieve the pain and itch of almost any skin irritation.
It's amazing. It's like as soon as you put it on, you can feel it working.
We've had Blue Star in the family for years. It works on everything.
I love the cooling sensation on my athlete's foot.
What a relief for my eczema.
Nothing worked on my dry, cracked skin until I tried Blue Star.
Blue Star is great for scalp itch.
Look for the white box with the Blue Star in the first aid section. Feel Blue Star work fast or your money back. Blue Star medicated ointment gets 5-star reviews from our loyal users for fast relief of the pain and itch of almost any skin irritation.
Blue Star soothes insect bites and fungal infections.
It really works on the summer rashes I get every year.
I had psoriasis on my elbows. Blue Star worked wonders.
Amazing stuff. Smear a bit on and the itch is gone.
Look for the white box with the Blue Star in the first aid section. Feel Blue Star work fast or your money back.
War now!
USA Radio News with Tim Berg. President Trump is welcoming the President of Mexico to the White House to officially sign the U.S.-Canada-Mexico trade agreement.
It's the largest, fairest, and most advanced trade deal ever reached by any country, and it will bring enormous prosperity to both American and Mexican workers and Canada.
Speaking at the Department of Education during a coronavirus task force briefing, CDC Director Robert Redfield reminds everyone regarding schools being opened.
What is not the intent of CDC's guidelines is to be used as a rationale to keep schools closed. We're prepared to work with each school, each jurisdiction, to help them use the different strategies that we propose that help do this safely so they come up with the optimal strategy for those schools.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Pastor Greg, host of the Chosen Generation Radio Show. I like discounts, and I bet you do too. If you're age 50 or older, the Association of Mature American Citizens, AMAC for short, has plenty of discounts available for their members. Airlines, hotels, restaurants, auto insurance, and help with your Medicare plans. What I like most about AMAC is they understand my values, and they're fighting for them every day. Unlike the other guys that just talk a good game, AMAC is actually holding to my biblical Christian American constitutional values. It feels good to belong to a true American organization. Why don't you join me by calling them at 855-696-7930. That's 855-696-7930. Again, the number is 855-696-7930 and use the promo code Pastor Greg. That's Pastor Greg, and get your first year on me.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's Dr. Sonia Baccia on The Doctors.
So this is a product we're going to see if it works. It's called Instantly Ageless. And the idea is that it works very quickly. Is you just need a very small amount. And then you apply it to areas where you might be a little bit puffy. I have just looked at what's in this product. And one of them is something called argireline, which is sort of a darling in dermatology right now. It's a peptide or a protein that actually relaxes the muscle. It's also called Botox in a bottle. The other active ingredient in this is silicates, which are almost act like a clay. They're minerals, and they're making the skin sort of tighter. It's actually increasing the surface tension on the skin to push that herniated fat pad back.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com.
broadcasting across the country on USA Radio Network from Las Vegas. This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered. Now, back to the Warrior.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, the Root's on fire. Before I get to my esteemed guest, I want to mention the sponsor of this segment of the show, Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is not health insurance. It's better. It's a Christian healthcare sharing ministry. That means you can sign up any time of the year. They have no networks. You're free to pick your own doctors, your own hospitals, your own providers. There are no contracts. Starts as low as $199 per month for a single, up to $529 per month for a family. I joined. I'm a member. My four children are members. Liberty HealthShare saves me $18,000 in monthly premiums each year compared to what I was paying for health insurance. This is my fourth year. I've saved $72,000. Could use an extra $72,000. Like I said, it's not health insurance. I think it's better. Call 855-58-LIBERTY. Check it out. Everyone should check it out. Compare rates. Compare deductibles. Compare copays. I'm telling you, it's better by a mile. Call 855-58-LIBERTY, 855-58-LIBERTY, or go to libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot. libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot. Together, we're changing healthcare forever. I'm telling you, if you tell them Wayne Root sent you, you'll be treated like a star, like a VIP. My guest is here. Is that the Dropkick Murphys I hear?
Oh.
We got an Irish segment here. Neil McCabe is my guest. My associate producer and board op is Chris O'Sullivan. It's like Irish eyes are wild. Neil McCabe, welcome to the show. How are you?
Fantastic. I'm really glad to be with you, Ray.
With a guy like O'Sullivan, he looks for any excuse to play the Dropkick Murphys, you know. So he had to play it with a Neil McCabe's coming on. All right, enough with the Irish stuff. Now, Neil McCabe is a national political correspondent for the Star Media Group based in D.C. His columns are at the TennesseeStar.com, former reporter at OAN, One American News, and Breitbart. Neil, welcome to the show.
It's really a thrill to be with you.
All right, so obviously you are a conservative, right? That's the way you lean, correct?
Yes.
But having said that...
And it's like, it's not like a lot of conservatives. I would have had a much happier, simpler life if I wasn't, but here I am.
Yeah, exactly. All of us would have simpler lives. Believe I wouldn't have IRS attacks. But having said that, I wanted to establish your conservative bona fides because I want to do a little complaining about Trump and the White House for a minute. And it appears you agree. So I'm looking at the notes from my trusty producer, Andrew Paul, and he says that you agree the White House response to the protests and the riots was bad. It was pathetic. It was crappy. And it's good that Mark Meadows is now taking the reins. So everyone that listens to my show, Neil, knows that I love Trump. I think he's the greatest. I think his election in November is going to be the either safe or the end of America. You either elect him or you end America. But I don't always agree with the way he handles things. It's rare, but on this one, when it comes to the statues, when it comes to the riots, when it comes to Black Lives Matter, he just hasn't made people feel safe. Let's get your response.
Well, I think, you know, people say that, you know, Trump's like a nasty guy, he's a mean guy, he's a jerk. And I say, yeah, that's right. That's why we sent him to Washington. We found the nastiest, angriest guy we could think of, and we sent him to deal with you jerks. And and that's what he's hired to do. And when he doesn't respond for us, because we can't say it, we can't speak up, we don't have the freedom. Because we'll get canceled, we'll get fired, we'll get banned, we'll get deplatformed. We need him to speak up for us because we're the ones who are going to be attacked. And we were waiting for him to do something dramatic. And for some reason, he didn't. And then when the Pentagon basically said, hey, we're not really into this law and order, calming the streets, and so we're going to, like, stand down? He was, like, fine with it. It's odd.
I think he was asleep at the switch. I've never seen Trump asleep. But, you know, it's funny, Neil, because I think he's been attacked like no president in history times 1,000. You know, like all the other presidents. Multiple times 1,000. So he might have been punch drunk. At this point, maybe Trump was, for 1 month of his life, just a little bit punch drunk.
Let me go this way. I did all the polling for Breitbart in 2016 with Pat Goodell. And the poll we
2016, the day of the election.
This is a Breitbart poll. 45%, highly unfavorable, right? But inside that poll, 20 to 25% of Hillary voters actually agreed with Trump. But what Fidel told me was, Trump wins because all those guys who are telling you they're going to vote for Hillary, when they get inside the booth, they vote on what the issues, they, the future, what is the agenda. They don't care if he's a jerk. They care about Hillary's going to promise to triple the number of Syrian refugees, if you remember that promise, right?
I do. I do.
And it's the agenda. So when people tell me, what I'm like, these Lincoln projects and these never Trump, oh, he doesn't bring decency to the office. Obama, like he had decency as he was like wrecking the country, as he was setting the world on fire. I mean, the world was on fire under Obama's foreign policy. Obama,
well, because he believed it, because, hey, Neil, he believed in the Muslim version of Black Lives Matter, which is called the Arab Spring. And he encouraged all kinds of Muslim rioting and unrest and looting in order to bring more enlightenment in his mind, more enlightened leaders instead of the ones who were friendly to America but treated Muslims in their countries terribly, and they did.
Absolutely.
But they were tough guys. They treated Muslim critics harshly, but at least they were our guys. They loved America.
Well,
and they didn't love America, but they were good to America, and they did deals with America until Obama came along.
To be fair, Obama was all for the revolution, unless it was in Syria or Iran.
Because?
He is on their team. He was trying to build an alliance with Iran, and everyone that Iran liked, he liked. Everyone, Iran didn't like Mubarak, Mubarak was gone. Iran didn't like Gaddafi, Gaddafi's gone, right? Iran liked Assad, guess who's staying, right?
Right.
Iran wanted us out of Iraq. We're getting out of Iraq. When ISIS was marching towards Baghdad and threatening Iranian colony called Iraq, all of a sudden Obama literally put us back into Iraq because Iran wanted us to be there.
Well, and don't forget, and Neil, don't forget the Iran deal. That was the most friendly deal in the history of the world. No one's ever sat down at a table, a giant elephant with a pipsqueak. United States is the elephant, Iran's a pipsqueak. We could obliterate them from the earth in a second. And John Kerry gave them everything they ever wanted and then some. He gave them the entire kitchen sink. It was the most ridiculous non-negotiation in history. It was just like, can you imagine being a fly on the wall? What does Iran want? Well, we want $300 billion. Okay, no problem. We'll give you $300 billion plus interest. Oh, thank you. Most ridiculous negotiation ever. And you know why I think, Neil? I think because he was the Joe Biden of that deal. I think he was getting a cut, or he's the Hunter Biden of that deal. I think Kerry was getting a cut because nobody would ever give away the world unless they got a cut of the action. And he was so happy riding around with his bicycle, you know, that he was like creating the greatest deal of all time. He must have had a cut of that deal.
To be fair, you know, Trump has done some good things, and he's turned that thing around. The United States is not the ally of Iran anymore, you know, and he pulled out of the Paris Accord. There's a lot of things that Trump has done, but there's a lot of stuff he really didn't do. And I think one of the problems going into his reelect is that he's telling everybody that the wall is built. Nixon was smart enough that when Kissinger was trying to end the Vietnam War, Nixon was smart enough to keep the war going past the election because he knew that even people who hated him wanted him to be president if our boys were in combat. And it's like when George H.W. Bush said the Cold War is over, everybody's like, well, if the Cold War is over, why are we with this old crank? Let's hang
out
with
you. So what are you saying? Are you saying that if Trump is smart, he doesn't build the wall too much until after he gets reelected, right?
Well, he needs to tell us there's more wall to be built. When he tells us that the wall is done, and he tells us all the things he's accomplished, well, then I guess we need someone else. What's the mission for the second term, Wayne?
Well, I think the mission is clear. He built the greatest economy ever, and then the economy got ruined by COVID. And if you want that back again, you got to reelect me. I think that's clear, right?
I think that's the message. And I think coming out of Mount Rushmore was such an amazing address. Like, I thought it was great. I mean, I read that it was like, it's like somebody, they were writing it like it was a Nuremberg rally. I didn't get that. I'm watching it live. I didn't think so at all. I think it was very well. I think it was very well delivered. He wasn't doing that deep nasal inhale when he's a little anxious. I thought that Melania was fantastic. Melania was so affectionate and good, and it's like if Melania is really the key, because Melania is the one, right? If she ever decides to, she's the one who can kick out Jared and Ivanka, which would solve all of her problems.
Yeah, I know. You and I both feel the same way. Yeah, they cause a lot of trouble. They're always sticking their fingers in and leading Trump the wrong direction. Maybe not totally the wrong direction, but towards the wrong direction, a little bit too far. And their gut instincts just are not good. They don't understand middle-class people because they're both the children of billionaires. So they know nothing about the way middle-class people think. They think they know, but they don't know. And that's the most dangerous thing in the world, when a person doesn't even know what they don't know. So Neil McCabe knows a lot, and he's a good guy, and we're glad to have him on. We'll start to have him more often to tell us what's going on out there. National political correspondent for the Star Media Group based in Washington, D.C., former reporter at OAN and Breitbart. Neil, thanks for coming on the show, bud.
Take care, man. Glad to be with you.
Be good. Wayne Allyn, no Irish music on the way out, Chris? Come on. You're falling apart on me, man. Falling asleep at the switch. Where's the Irish music? Come on. Don't leave me hanging. Got to be a little Dropkick Murphy, doesn't it? Oh, boy. 10 seconds. He's rushing me. You're in such a rush to get me off the air. He's hinting I need a break. I'll see you around the corner. This is Wayne Allyn Root. Are you in need of a health care program? You're in luck. As a member of Liberty HealthShare, you're part of a community that comes together to share their medical expenses. You can sign up throughout the year with membership starting as early as the following month. There are no contracts, no commitments. There is no network, so you choose your own doctors and hospitals. Starting as low as $199 per month, Liberty HealthShare has programs for singles, couples, and families of any size. I joined. I'm a member. My 4 children are members. Liberty has saved me $72,000 compared to what I was paying for health insurance over these 4 years. Liberty HealthShare is a non-profit ministry. It is not insurance. Your money goes towards helping other members with their eligible medical expenses. And in your time of need, other members are there for you. You can feel good knowing you're part of a community of like-minded individuals who come together to bear one another's burdens. To find out more, call 855-58-LIBERTY, 855-58-LIBERTY, or go to libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot. libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot.
Right now, we're all experiencing something that we've never been through before, and one of the big changes is wearing a face cover. Many studies show that face covers work to slow the spread, but the kind you use really matters because not all offer the same protection. Boomer Naturals offers a highly rated consumer face cover with 3 layers of comfortable, breathable cotton polyester blend cloth in sizes for adults and children. These are in stock now and ship to you fast. These multi-use covers are also very affordable at about 30 cents a day. One reason why these are so highly protective is each layer is enhanced with nano silver technology that can aid infiltration, block droplets and tiny particles, and that middle layer is your built-in filter. Boomer Naturals donates one face cover for every order to nonprofits and charities, helping tens of thousands of Americans in need. Order today at boomernaturals.com. Use promo code WARRADIO20 at checkout and save 20%. That's promo code WARRADIO20. Boomer Naturals, your source for in-stock face covers.
Hello, this is Wayne Allyn Root. You all know how much I love my nutritional supplements, especially silver. OptiVita Nano Silver Soul is a new patented silver technology that supports your immune system. In multiple lab tests, it destroyed dozens of dangerous pathogens within minutes. Unlike other silver products that can only kill a single pathogen cell, OptiVita Nano Silver Soul can disarm and disable dozens of pathogens before it safely leaves your body. With more than 50 U.S. patents, OptiVita Nano Silver Soul is the leader in patented silver products, and they charge 50% less than leading competitors. OptiVita Nano Silver Soul is available for your health as a liquid, a skin gel, or a throat lozenge. OptiVita Silver is so confident you'll feel the difference. They offer a 30-day return guarantee. I've arranged to have them create special bundles and discounts if they're already low prices. These deals are exclusively for my listeners. While supplies last, just use the discount code WAYNE. Call toll-free 844-5-SILVER, 844-5-SILVER. That's 844-5-SILVER. Or go to patentedsilver.com.
Raw and unfiltered.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, simulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
This is Wayne Allyn Root, raw and unfiltered. To speak with Wayne, call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with War.
Here we go. More Irish music. I got it. All right. That's a good song. It's a good song, by the way. I like that song. There we go. I love Zombie, by the way. And I like Dropkick Murphys, so I guess there's a little Irish in the Jew, okay? OptiVita is the sponsor. Enough. I love that song. Most people listening to the show have no idea what we're talking about. They don't know Zombie. But Wayne Root actually knows Zombie. It's one of my favorite songs of all time. Okay, you all know how much I love my nutritional supplements, especially silver. And that's why I'm going to mention the sponsor of this segment of the show right now. OptiVita Nano Silver Soul is a patented silver technology that supports your immune system. In multiple lab tests, it destroyed dozens of dangerous pathogens within minutes. And unlike other silver products that can only kill a single pathogen cell, OptiVita Nano Silver Soul can disarm and disable dozens of pathogens before it safely leaves your body. It's got more than 50 patents. OptiVita Nano Silver Soul is the leader in patented silver products, and they charge 50% less than leading competitors. OptiVita Nano Silver Soul is available if your health is a liquid, a skin gel, or a throat lozenge. OptiVita Silver is so confident you'll feel the difference. They offer a 30-day return guarantee, and I've arranged for them to create special bundles and discounts. Or if they're already low prices, all you have to do is call them at their national toll-free number or just use the discount code Wayne. Wayne for Wayne Allyn Root. Wayne. Call toll-free 844-5-SILVER. Toll-free 844-5-SILVER. That's 844-5-SILVER or go to patentedsilver.com. Patentedsilver.com. So I spent the opening segment of this show talking about how radical the Democrat Party is and how radical Biden is. He says the police have become the enemy, calls for defunding the police. I mentioned Representative Ilhan Omar calling for the dismantling of the U.S. economy. And so let me back it up with some facts. Here's Biden. Biden embraces the Green New Deal. It's amazingly. And so, he doesn't even think anymore. We all know he's basement Biden. He's got dementia. They're not the Democrats anymore. They're the dementia-crats. And we all know that he's got a bunch of little young whippersnappers who were formerly Bernie Sanders' backers putting together his program because they've taken over because he can't think anymore. He doesn't know what's going on. He's like Weekend at Bernie's. They got their hand up his back and they're moving his mouth. He has no idea what's going on. So the Sanders people have taken over the Biden campaign. And so here is his program. According to information released by the campaign, the outline of Biden's plan covers four areas. Embracing clean energy, which is mostly extreme policy proposals outlined in the Green New Deal, while working to boost the caring economy. Whatever the hell that means, the caring economy. Can you imagine? When you hear words like that, that's Democrat communist packaging, the caring economy. The Biden campaign said it would commit to bolstering child care and elder care, as well as racial equity. Here's a quote from a policy paper released by the campaign. Ensure that this is Biden's policies, not Bernie Sanders, Biden's. But it's obvious Sanders has taken over. Okay, it's Bernie's brain powering the Biden campaign. Ensure the U.S. achieves 100% clean energy economy and reaches net zero emissions no later than 2050. You guys are just living in a dream world. So you'd have no planes, no trains, no automobiles by 2050. On day one, Biden will sign a series of new executive orders with unprecedented reach that go well beyond the Obama-Biden administration platform and put us on the right track. He will demand Congress enact legislation in the first year of his presidency that establishes an enforcement mechanism that includes milestone targets no later than the end of the first term in 2025, makes historic investments in clean energy and climate research, incentivizes the rapid deployment of clean energy innovations across the economy, especially in communities most impacted by climate change. He's going to take, he says, drastic action to confront climate change. Wow. I mean, it's not even a reality. Ensure the U.S. achieves 100% clean energy economy and reaches net zero emissions no later than 2050. Wow. Build a stronger, more resilient nation. On day one, Biden will make smart infrastructure investments to rebuild the nation, ensure our buildings, water, transportation, energy infrastructure can withstand the impacts of climate change. Every dollar spent towards rebuilding our roads, bridges, buildings, electrical grid, water infrastructure will be used to prevent, reduce, and withstand climate change. He'll use the power of government to boost climate resilience efforts by developing regional climate resilience plans in partnership with local universities, although it should be great. Number three, rally the world to meet the threat of climate change. Number four, stand up to the abuse of power by polluters who harm disproportionately communities of color and low-income communities. It's all about climate change. Number five, fulfill our obligation to workers and communities who powered our industrial revolution and subsequent decades of economic growth. This is the support they've earned. We're not leaving behind any workers. That means we're going to redistribute all the wealth. And he's committed to not accepting contributions from oil, gas, and coal industry and their executives. If that doesn't scare you, man, nothing will. This is Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez speaking.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Houseflies defecate every 4 to 5 minutes, spreading diseases and germs. Protect your food and your health with Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic, no batteries required, only $39.95. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.